Chapter 5. David, King of Israel. All the tribes of Israel came to David in Hebron and said, "Here we are, your bone and your flesh. In days past, when Saul was our king, it was you who led the Israelites out and brought them back. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel, and shall be commander of Israel.'" When all the elders of Israel came to David in Hebron, King David made an agreement with them there before the Lord, and they anointed him king of Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 40 years. 7 years and 6 months in Hebron over Judah, and 33 years in Jerusalem over all Israel and Judah. Capture of Zion. Then the king and his men set out for Jerusalem against the Jebusites who inhabited the region. David was told, "You cannot enter here. The blind and the lame will drive you away," which was their way of saying, "David cannot enter here." But David did take the stronghold of Zion, which is the city of David. On that day, David said, "All who wish to attack the Jebusites must strike at them through the water shaft. The lame and the blind shall be the personal enemies of David." That is why it is said, "The blind and the lame shall not enter the palace." David then dwelt in the stronghold, which was called the City of David. He built up the area from Milo to the palace. David grew steadily more powerful, for the Lord of hosts was with him. Hiram, king of Tyre, sent ambassadors to David. He furnished cedarwood as well as carpenters and masons, who built a palace for David. And David knew that the Lord had established him as king of Israel, and had exalted his rule for the sake of his people Israel. David's family in Jerusalem. David took more concubines and wives in Jerusalem after he had come from Hebron, and more sons and daughters were born to him in Jerusalem. These are the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Bealiada, and Eliphelet. Rout of the Philistines. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king of Israel, they all took the field in search of him. On hearing this, David went down to the refuge. The Philistines came and overran the valley of Rephaim. David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my grip?" The Lord replied to David, "Attack, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your grip." David then went to Baal Perazim, where he defeated them. He said, "The Lord has scattered my enemies before me like waters that have broken free." That is why the place is called Baal Perazim. They abandoned their gods there, and David and his men carried them away. But the Philistines came up again and overran the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, who replied, "You must not attack frontally, but circle their rear, and meet them before the mastic trees. When you hear a sound of marching in the tops of the mastic trees, act decisively, for the Lord will have gone forth before you to attack the camp of the Philistines." David obeyed the Lord's command, and routed the Philistines from Gibeon as far as Gezer.